"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio. Hang on.
All right, listen, you mugs. It's time to button your yap, see? I'm trying to listen to these two clowns, John Boy and Billy, on the Big Show. Yeah, the Big Show. It's big, see? Bigger than big. It's enormous, see? He's adorable.
I'm happy to be here on Monday morning for some reason.
Uh-oh. What's the matter with you? Uh-oh.
Now, y'all, every Monday happy to be here. With,
uh-oh.
Yeah. Y'all just make me smile. Make me happy. Man, not a whole lot of people getting up this morning. Some of you consider yourself lucky getting up. Man, going to work, going to be around people I really like.
You're not
going to
write me a song, are you?
I might just do that. I'm going to be the male Taylor Swift. All right?
Ooh, okay.
And you're just the one to guide me through it.
I can't wait to see the outfits.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the... I like the dance girl lion tamer deal.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, yeah, I can hook you up with that.
No, I mean, not for me.
Oh, her outfit, with the shoulder, the shoulder plate things, and the fishnet stuff. I know what you're talking about.
Right, all right. And anytime, you know, like the little, Brittany had the Catholic girl outfit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the schoolgirl look.
Yeah, the schoolgirl. Yeah. But you know, the little. The checkered green skirts. Did you go to Catholic school, Tate, like one of those uniform deals?
I did not. No,
okay.
All right. Yeah. Sorry.
No,
is it better if I told you I did?
They'd already given up on her by then. By school age, they were like, no.
No, I don't know about Marty, your daddy. I know I love hearing tales about how he raised you. He did a great job, by the way, too.
Thank you.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, they did. They went through school all the way through, graduated.
Well, I don't even think about schoolgirl outfits first thing in the morning.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Well, as long as you pictured me in
it. Yeah,
okay, good. All right, nice. Well, let's see. We got three national days we can tell you about this April the 20th. 29th, National Zipper Day. Mm-hmm. It was first in 1851 that old Elias Howe came up with a zipper. National Peace Rose Day is the light yellow to large cream-colored flowers of the peace rose.
Very pretty.
Slightly flushed crimson-pink petal edges.
It's a pretty flower.
Wow, sounds pretty. It's National Shrimp Scampi Day. All right. Have you ever tried a shrimp scampi day there? Randy, oh boy, are we in trouble.
Oh, shrimp scampi is really easy. Yeah, we have it often at home.
Is it butter, garlic, lemon juice, white wine?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You got to get the fresh shrimp. That's a whole deal with it right there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have any hookups.
Yeah, well, maybe, if I can get home early one weekend, I'll holler in somebody. Okay, well, we got three dates saved up. That'll be our categories for the outburst. We'll get the first prize back out and get a week's worth of winning beginning. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Get the first prize back out. All right. $120 worth of Bull's Knot cleaning products made in the USA. Truck drivers keep America moving, and Bull's Knot make sure they look good doing it. Look for Bull's Knot at truck stops across America. You can download the Bull's Knot app. You go to BigShow.com. Click on the Bull's Knot banner for more info. Hang on. Win you some here. Give you 3 days in history where we get our categories. Start off with The Simpsons. 2018, animated series The Simpsons surpasses the 635-episode count of Gunsmoke, highest number of episodes of any series on TV. That
Holy
is
cow.
Crazy. Simpsons beat Gunsmoke.
Oh, yeah.
Move up to 2022, a London court sentenced retired tennis star Boris Becker to 2.5 years in prison for hiding assets during bankruptcy proceedings. Man, that was just a couple years ago. I don't remember hearing about that. Boris Becker didn't pay his taxes. They tough over in London. What did I say, baby?
I said, I think he didn't want to claim all his stuff.
I got you. Uh-huh. That's still kind of cheating. Oh, bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. That was during bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. He was already broke. Then he's trying some assets. I got you.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's no such thing as kind of cheating on your taxes. The IRS is real specific.
Yeah, that's All right, let's move up a year. April 29th, 2023, country singer Willie Nelson hosted the first of two night 90th birthday concerts for himself at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. But hey, I was wondering about that. Yeah, so Willie, we have him. I had him marked to enjoy his birthday, and I have it. Tater, I don't know. You can check. Listen, Willie Nelson is 81 today, but it says
not
here.
91.
91, yeah.
He hosts. Oh, man.
Is that a typo?
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Okay, good. Well, you would have caught that. I just thought maybe we'd get out of the way.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
91.
Shit,
never would have guessed. It's probably my fault. I mean, Willie, 91, ain't no way he'll live 91. It must be 81.
No, he is 91.
I know. Yeah, 91. That's what I know. That's what
I'm confused.
I'm finally realizing it.
Okay,
all right. At least I'm awake now.
Yeah.
<Man. laughs> Willie Nelson could party for two nights. Look at us. Can't get through the morning.
Told you should have had that nap yesterday. All right, y'all. Well, there's the three categories. Okay, we're ready to go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst next. Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Monday. Check out today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, and a Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Ike Turner sings, one of our all-time favorites, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Can of BBQ Beanies. Oh, man, Teeny Weeny is a search keywords at the bit box.
That was for Tater.
He's in there. TheBigShow.com. Get the winning again.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win.
John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Sierra from Sutherland, Virginia.
We'll have a big show time.
Hey, is that you? Sierra? Sierra?
Yes, sir.
That's your Dana. I mean, hey, welcome, Sierra. All right, baby. That's how I'll get you through these categories and win you the Bull Snot prize pack, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Gee, sweet. 5 seconds. Give us three characters from The Simpsons. Ready, go.
Bart, Lisa, and Homer.
Good. Now, give us three assets. Ready, go.
Home, land, and gold.
Okay. And for the win, three things you see at a birthday party. Ready, go.
Birthday cake, candles, and presents.
And there is Sierra. I love that name. I hope. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it Sierra or Sierra?
It's Sierra.
Sierra. Sierra. I was right all along. Nice. Sierra, named after New Mexico. All right. So, Sierra, you hang on. Jackie will get your address where you are residing. And I think you're going to have $120 worth of Bull Snot cleaning products show up at your house.
All right. Thank you.
Think about it. All right, baby. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. All right, y'all ready to stay in your own lane this Monday morning? Robert Earl Keen, the Big Show Gang of Hell, right up there. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Monday morning. How about our boy out of East Texas, Robert Earl Keen? Let's get that Monday morning song. As done by Robert Earl Keen, his band live in the Big Show studio.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Jackie. Get ready to sing, baby.
Sometimes all my days are filled with rain. As I travel down life's highway, things ain't going my way, cause there's always someone swerving in my lane. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn. I'm shooting you the finger. Keep switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're running someone off the road. The day you drove away, I thought I never could love another. How else could I feel? But now when you run into me, I can't believe I could not see you're all tanked up. No one's at the wheel. You keep swarming in my lane. It's causing lots of danger. I'm a cussing out your name. I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway,
white. You're running someone off the rock.
Oh, Robert Earl Keane. Live at a big show. It's a big show on the radio. Here we go.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Art Collector's Wife. As our story opens, successful art dealer Frank Feasley is joining an urgent Zoom call with his attorney, Sal Goodman.
Hello, Frank. Sorry for the short notice. Frank, I think you have your mic muted, Frank.
Dang it! Can you hear me now?
Yes, but now I think you turned on the cat filter thing.
Dang it! I don't know how to work this stuff.
Really?
Look, can we just get on with it? You know I'm here, and I'm not a cat.
Calm down, Frank. Now just turn off the camera.
Fine! Happy?
Yes.
All right, Sal. What is so important you had to call me off the golf course to talk about?
It's your wife, Frank.
My wife? Oh, my gosh. Is she okay?
She's fine, Frank. But thing is, I just got out of a meeting with her, and there's good news and there's bad news.
Well, all right, look, Sal, this has already been a terrible day, and it's not even noon yet. Just get to the point. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. Frank, your wife informed me that she invested $5,000 in three pictures that she thinks are worth $15 to $20 million. And Frank, I really think she's right.
Holy moly, that's not good news. That's fantastic news. I've been telling her for years she needed to get off her butt, turn off the view, out there, do something productive.
Come on, Frank.
Looks like all that yelling at her has finally paid off, man. This is the best day of my entire life.
Frank!
Yes, Sal, what is it?
The bad news.
All right, lay it on me. Nothing can bring me down.
The pictures, Frank.
Uh-huh.
They're of you and your secretary.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Frank!
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old bailiff in divorce court say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Good morning, rolling through the big show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the big show. Some enchanted morning, you may hear the big show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
It's a big show on the radio. April the 29th, 30 days of September, April, June, and November. All right, so tomorrow will be the last day of this month, okay? So don't waste it. No, we're not. We're talking about Willie Nelson's birthday. We celebrate here a little bit. 91 for Willie. Jerry Seinfeld. How you think he is? Just right quick, right on top of your head. Jerry Seinfeld.
How old do you think? Jerry
was 63? 70 years old today.
Wow, I would have never guessed that.
I know. That's
no way.
Oh, my.
All right, then. And isn't that wild? Like, his marriage, like, would have made an episode. It was something like he went to taking a trip abroad, and his wife now was on her honeymoon.
And when they came back, and then she, like, maybe she didn't marry the guy. Or maybe, but I don't know. It's something weird. We'll have to look that up for a special edition of Tatertainment News.
Okay. If we only had somebody covering, like, the entertainment beat.
I know. That's why I was keeping him talking down to you like that, Tater.
Wait, he's staring at
enough. Me. Bless her. All right, I see your fingers starting to hit Google.
I'm like,
we'll deal with that later. Everybody relax. Monday morning. Got a whole week. All right. Big Show rolls on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio, man. We are having fun with accents this Monday morning because Tater's right there at the forefront of our accentic vowels.
So much fun. So
yeah,
much
her whole
fun.
Repertoire of accent is amazing.
Even, we're starting off with her academy, something she's very proud of. We'll right. have a song later this morning. And then Tim Wilson, the definitive truth of Southern accents.
Nice.
One of the best ever. The late, great Tim. Okay, man. So hang on. So let me see. Where were we? We're going to play. Start with the Academy. I was going to tell you the prize pack. We're going to play on John Boy Jeopardy in just a second. It is $120 worth of Bull Snot cleaning products made in the USA. Truck drivers keep America moving, and Bull Snot make sure they look good doing it. Look for Bull Snot at truck stops across America. You can download the Bull Snot app. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
All right, now we're ready.
Hello, friends. Are you a voice actor whose career has stalled? A radio personality with no personality? Looking for a gimmick or a hook that will put you over the top? It all starts with versatility. And nothing makes you more versatile than a real, believable accent. But where can you go to hone that skill? Who can you trust to teach you to be an honest-to-goodness
superstar?
It's the Tater Moran Academy of Accent and Dialect. You'll learn how to speak like a native of countries like Spain.
Hola, I've got good seats for the bullfight.
Norway.
Yeah, it's time to milk the yak.
Russia.
There is a fly in my yadka.
Scotland.
Hootman, hootman, me kilt's on fire.
Too easy? Well, listen to some of these. Try Portuguese.
My sloth has got a migraine again.
How about Dutch?
Mama, the wind will eat my kite.
Let's hear French.
Ooh la la.
Now, try southern France.
Ooh la la, y'all.
You just went around the world in your ears. Is your mind blown yet? But wait, there's more. Don't forget about regional dialects. Boston.
Don't park the car in the yard.
Chicago.
Hey, you parked really on the wrong side of my wiener.
Minnesota.
The horse is froze, don't you know?
Texas.
Oh la la, y'all.
She makes it look and sound so easy. So, what are you waiting for? Classes are filling up, and if you enroll now, you'll get a bonus, a two-day crash course in impersonations. Learn how to do Morgan Freeman.
I'm afraid my appendix has ruptured.
Al Pacino.
I got a fever for the flavor of a Pringles. Hoo-ah.
Meryl Streep.
Don't argue with me. Shave my back.
Even the legendary Sam Elliott.
Ooh la la, y'all.
The Tata Moran Academy of Accents and Dialect. New classes starting soon. Learn from the best. Forget all the rest. Soon, you'll be laughing all the way to the bank.
All right, then. Be around about an hour. Tim Wilson going to lay it down. Hey, it's John Boy Jeopardy. This organization's first meetings were secretly held above a New York pizzeria. The restaurant owner was baffled by the weekly lines with no pizza sales. When free slices still didn't attract him, he was finally let in on the secret.
Ah, what is Gluten Sensitivity Anonymous?
No.
By the way, look up what a gluten is for me later.
Okay.
Well, what y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. It's a Big Show on the radio. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bit Box, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway and Coca-Cola 600, having Sunday, May 26th. Ike Turner sings, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Can of Barbecue Vianney's. It's a classic. Search for keywords Teeny Weeny. Be sure you're at the Big Box when you do that. That's the BigShow.com. And no, we're not involved. Might help. Right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wow, wow, wow.
And now a man who says his three favorite things are eating his family and not using commas. I'll wait. You on? He's John Boy.
Thank you. I say, hey, Gerald out of Lizella, Georgia. Good morning, Gerald.
Morning, John Boy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. We're doing all right. Welcome in here amongst us. So, Gerald, first shot at John Boy Jeopardy is all yours. Representing Lizella, this organization's first meetings secretly held above a New York pizzeria. The restaurant owner was baffled by the weekly lines with no pizza sales. Now, when free slices still didn't attract him, he was finally let in on the secret. What is that secret, Gerald?
Weight Watchers.
It was Weight Watchers. Let's see. You nailed it. Weight Watchers. One of my favorite church bulletin bloopers. The Weight Watchers meeting will be held at 7 p.m. using the large double doors around back. See, it works. Oh, hey, good work, Gerald. You got your Bulls Not Prize Pack. Head down to Lizella.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. All right, we've got an action-packed 20 minutes. News right now, time cap on the other side, Mayor Dismal Seepage. Something big happening down there.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The
South's number one export.
Come on, man.
Thank you, John Boy.
You're welcome.
Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Rhubarb. Here for some heme.
Good morning, Mr. Rhubarb.
Good morning, Randy.
Howdy. Stand by for Hume.
Does your wife know you're wearing her shoes?
Actually, yes.
What about the blouse?
Yeah, I laid it out last night. So this is something my mother told me to try with you.
He's doing the 180 on you, see?
My mother says, you know, just act like you like it and he'll quit. Thanks, Mom.
Now I'll make you laugh. Why do termites?
I'll take that bet.
I mean, what do termites?
What? See, it worked.
Okay.
What do they have for breakfast?
What?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
What kind of school does a carpenter go to?
What?
Boarding school.
Boarding school.
What are you buying, bazooka bubblegum or something?
No, but you know that Bazooka Joe's turtleneck that goes up over his nose?
Yeah.
That might be a good look for you.
Okay, I'll try that.
A man came round in hospital after a serious accident. He shouted, "Doctor, doctor, I can't feel my legs." The doctor said, "I know. I've cut your arms off."
Get it? Weird. Oh,
what do you call a cow that lives in an igloo?
What?
An Eskimo.
Eskimo.
Police arrested two kids yesterday. Oh. One was drinking battery acid. The other was eating fireworks.
Mm. Uh-huh.
They charged one and let the other one off. Get it?
Yes. Yeah.
After the flash on his camera malfunctioned, what did Satan get back from the drugstore?
What?
Prince of Darkness. Why didn't the squirrel cross the telephone wire?
Why?
Because the line was busy. Get it?
No.
Are there blood banks in England?
I don't get that
answer
one either.
Answer me!
I don't know.
You don't know, do you?
We don't know.
I don't either. But there's a Liverpool. And what was on the license plate of the pickup truck of the sheep farmer?
What?
Yeehaw. Get it?
You.
That's a baby sheep.
Sure is.
You've been buying Jägermeister again, haven't you?
No, but that's not a bad idea. Now, this is the story of Zebediah, a farmer who was in the fertilized egg business. He had several hundred young laying hens called pullets and 8 or 10 roosters.
What are they called?
Pullets.
Pullets. Kind of funny.
Thank you.
Roosters sounded kind of weird, too.
Yeah, the roosters. Now you got me concentrating.
Good.
It was their job to fertilize the eggs.
Right.
See, when a rooster likes a hen very, very much.
Yeah, I think we kind of.
Well, Zeb kept careful records, and any rooster that didn't perform came out of the starting lineup and went right into the soup pot.
Okay.
All this record keeping took an awful lot of Zeb's time, so Zeb got a set of tiny bells and attached them to his roosters.
Uh-huh.
Now, each bell had a different tone so that Zeb could tell from a distance which rooster was performing.
Uh-huh.
Hit set on the porch and fill out efficiency reports simply by listening to the bells.
Uh-huh. Like,
bawk, 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 bawk.
Now, where were they working, in the hotel lobby?
You try to find a bell at 6 o'clock
in
the morning.
Okay, I guess so.
Anyway, Zeb's favorite rooster was Old Brewster, and a fine one he was, too.
Brewster the rooster.
Yeah. But on this particular morning, Zeb noticed that Brewster's bell had not rung at all, so he went to investigate. Well, the other roosters were chasing pullets. Bells are ringing. Buck, buck, buck. Well, the pullets would hear the roosters coming and would run for cover.
And who can blame them?
But to Zeb's amazement, Brewster had his bell in his beak, so it couldn't ring.
In his what?
Beak.
Oh, okay.
His little rooster lips.
How does he go bark, bark if his mouth is full?
Shut up, Randy.
Okay.
He'd sneak up on a pullet, get busy, and walk on to the next one.
Huh.
Zeb was so proud of Brewster the rooster that he entered him in the county fair, and Brewster was an overnight sensation.
Wow. All right.
The judges awarded him the Nobel Peace Prize and the Pulitzer Prize.
Pull it. Surprise.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Get out.
I'm getting it.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Rhubarb saying I'm Mr. Rhubarb.
Hey, you want to borrow my blouse?
Fuck you. Hey.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Good Monday morning, Big Show is on the radio.
Good morning, John Boy, Billy, and everyone out there in Big Show listening land.
All right, so what's the latest happenings in dismal seepage, South Carolina?
I'm glad you asked, John Boy. As you know, by the pollen on your truck, the marathon sneezing fits, and the dismal seepage technical college failing to get into the NCAA tournament, spring is upon us. But to help take everyone's mind off of that, every year at this time, we throw our annual dismal seepage spring fling.
Spring fling. That sounds festive.
Oh, it is. This is Dismal Seepage's exclusive adults-only celebration.
Wait, adults-only?
Yes, it's a literal spring fling, a swingers weekend where anything goes, baby. It's like that movie, The Purge, but no one gets killed. They just get lucky.
Well, hold on. When you tell folks spring fling, they're going to think about a flower show and a big barbecue or something.
Well, there was a weenie roast last year, but that was unintentional. Word to the wise, never go near an open flame when you're naked.
Ah.
Things went from kinky to combustible very quickly. Gave new meaning to the word hot dog.
Ah.
Any of these flaming body parts jokes doing anything for you? Thank goodness the guy in the bulldog costume was a volunteer firefighter.
But a bulldog costume.
Like I said, anything goes. Ironically, we had to ask him to leave. He wouldn't stop dragging his butt on the carpet.
Well, you got to have some sort of standards, Mayor.
Yeah, sub people, sheesh. So if any one of your listeners is interested in, quote-unquote, sampling the local wares, just call the hotel and make a room reservation.
Yeah, what's the hotel?
The Halfway Inn.
Ah, that figures. So, how does all this happen? I mean, what are the rules?
All right, well, guys up to age 30, they all put their underwear in a big box. Ladies step up and pull out a pair of drawers, and whoever the owner is, that's their partner.
So, if you decide to go commando, you're out of luck.
Bingo.
Well, what about folks over 30?
Well, it's different for all ages. Say, 30 to 50, you draw from a box of sunglasses, and 50 to 65 is a medication bottle.
Yeah, over 65?
Dentures.
Gross.
Tell me. Well, the good news is they always fall asleep before they can really do anything. Most of them are hard of hearing, so they just sleep through all the noise from the adjoining room.
Makes sense.
And when the sun comes up in the morning, John Boy, everyone convenes in the dining room for the big morning after breakfast buffet. Courtesy of the restaurant, Shea What? It's a heaping bounty of grits, gravy, and uncomfortable silences. Followed immediately by free health care services from Penicillin Patty's Portable Practice.
Free health care services.
Yeah, there's usually quite a few who feel the burn, if you follow me.
I got it.
Well, listen, I'd love to stay and talk. He tried to say convincingly, but I've got to run. There's a lot to do before the big dismal seepage spring fling festival.
Yeah, lots of paperwork?
No, I've got to go for my all-over spray tan. I've got to get jiggy with it.
Too much information, Mayor.
So if you're feeling amorous and aren't too glamorous, come on down to Dismal Seepage, South Carolina and the big spring fling festival. And in case you find a new Mr. or Mrs. Wright, complimentary divorce attorneys will be on site. We'll see you there.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio.
Hello, Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Well, I thought it was funny.
It's a Big Show on the radio for you Monday, April 29th. You having a birthday today? You sharing one with the legend, the late, great Dale Earnhardt, seven-time NASCAR champion, Dale Earnhardt. How do you think Earnhardt would be? We were talking about Seinfeld early. He's taking guess 63. He's 70 years old today.
Earnhardt would be in his late 60s?
73.
Holy cow.
Wow. Earnhardt, 73 years old today. How about that, man? So, of course, oh, no, he died. Well, for my younger listeners, I mean, it's been a while now. He died in the final lap, the wreck of the Daytona 500, February 18th, 01. Nearly 200,000 fans at the event, millions more on TV, were eyewitnesses to the accident. And I think I remember by saying it really didn't think it was that bad at first, the way it hit.
I remember watching it, and it did not look bad.
I mean, all the crashes that he has survived and all like that, of course, and that wreck, man, we can thank, we talk about Earnhardt for the safety features that NASCAR has now, the safer walls. That would have probably saved Earnhardt's life. The Hans device with the neck area, of course. Suffered trauma. The only driver, now I don't know if y'all knew this, he was the only driver in history to win NASCAR's Rookie of the Year in 79 and then the Series Championship in 80 in successive seasons.
Wow.
I like that. He was 49 years old.
Dang, it doesn't seem like that long, does it?
I know, really doesn't, man. I remember that show, that was one of the hardest ones that we had to do that Monday morning show, but everything kind of came together. Remember, the plane, Don Hawk, of course, was Earnhardt's personal manager. Travis Tritt was calls about, and just everybody in from the racing family and people knew him, just sharing Earnhardt stories.
Yeah.
You know, that was wild. Never forget that. But Dale Earnhardt would have been 73 years old. How about that? All right, y'all, let's get back to the Tim Wilson's accents. All right, that'll be fun.
All right.
That's up next.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.